There's a place that's mentioned in a couple of times in the readings today. It's the place called Massa and Meribah. Now, this place you're not going to be able to find on a map, but I'm sure it's probably in the middle of nowhere. And Massa and Meribah is that place where you are in a struggle, where your life is in a struggle. And it's the place where you're facing a test of your faith. It's a thirsty place. It's the place where it's not working. It's the place where the Israelites have gotten in their own journey of faith in the desert, trying to follow Moses, trying to learn what it means to be free, trying to learn what it means to understand who this God is. Massa and Meribah is the place where you wonder, is God in this place or not? They know what it's like to experience the power of God, who freed them from Pharaoh, who led them with power through the Red Sea. They have seen God's powerful signs to be able to give them food in the desert. And they think God is in control. And it's all going to be okay. And if it's going well, that means God must be here, right? And now they're being invited to a deeper faith. They've come to a place in the journey where they're running out. It's a thirsty place. They don't know if they're going to have enough to make it. And so what do? If we don't have enough, if it's not working, if I'm in the middle of a struggle, is God here too? Could God possibly be here? And in their mind, well, maybe not. And so what do when your life is in a struggle and you don't know, it's not certain anymore? We don't know where the way is leading. Are we going to ever have enough? Are we going to make it? And you get desperate. And what do? They look for somebody to blame. Well, Moses, clearly, this was a big setup. This whole following you into the desert was a setup. And we think you've led us out here to die. When your life is in a struggle, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know if you're going to have enough, you don't know if you're going to make it, where do you go? Do you find yourself asking that question? Is God in that place or not? Where is God when I struggle? Where is God when I suffer? Where is God when I'm uncertain? I'm in the middle of nowhere in my life. I am in the middle of Massa and Meribah. Where is there water in the desert? They don't know how to find water in the desert. And yet for people who know the desert, they know where to find water. It's not at the surface. You have to go deeper. There is a water that is deeper than their thirst. And there is a life that is deeper than this circumstance that we're living right now. And there is a presence of God that is deeper than this place, than this moment, than this struggle. Can you trust that God, Israelites? Are you willing to wrestle with that God? Can you believe that the God who freed you with power is also with you when you're in the middle of struggle? The journey of the Israelites, the journey of faith, is a journey into trusting. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. You can trust in that voice. He's going to lead you to new life. God is with you. Our God is not a God of this place or that place. Our God is a God of here with you now. It's always today with God. God is present in the good times and in the times of struggle, and there is a life that we can trust in that will carry us through even in the struggle on the surface of life. Come and drink that water. This is the water that Jesus is offering the woman at the well. You know, for her, God is really remote from her life. You know, God on this mountain or that mountain. How could God have anything to do with her life circumstance? This life that has been harmed by relationships, 5 husbands, we have no idea what the circumstance of her relationships, hurt by relationships, ostracized because of those relationships, having to live isolated from everyone else because of that. How can you ever get out of that situation? The whole society sort of holds you down. God is so remote from that. And Jesus says, there is a water that is deeper than your situation. And there is the presence of God that is not on that mountain or on this mountain. There is a water of God's life that is spirit that is within you being poured out into your life here and now. And she says, I want that water. How do I get it? And he says, I am that water. I know you. I know your heart. I know your desires. I know your struggle. I know who you are beneath all of the circumstances you're living right now. Allow that water to be poured out into your heart. And it somehow transforms her situation. It doesn't go away, but she finds new life. So much so that she's able to go back to those people she's ostracized from and to begin to tell her story. I have met someone who knows everything about me, and I feel loved by that life. And it was so compelling, it leads others to come and receive that water. Now, this woman who is at the well, the Samaritan woman, the scriptures don't tell us her name, but our tradition does. Especially in the Eastern rite of our tradition, the church names her as Saint Fotina, which means the illumined one. Our tradition says this woman who had this encounter with Jesus, who proclaimed this good news of eternal life to the Samaritan people, is held up as the church, as the missionary to the Samaritans. And her title is Saint Fotina, equal to the apostles. This woman who was held down by life circumstances and relationships receives a life and a power that flowed out from her to be able to bring others into that life. And the tradition says she went all the way to North Africa to proclaim the gospel. And it was that life that flowed out from her that brought many to experience it. Today, as we gather around the table of the Lord, we're invited to come to the water. Come to that water that is deeper than our struggle, deeper than our uncertainty, deeper than the Massa and Meribah place that we may find ourselves in that makes us have to sit so far apart from each other tonight. Come to the water. Come and drink of that faith. As Paul says, come and stand in that grace. Let us come to the water. Let's drink deeply and allow that life to fill us so that we won't be thirsty again, no matter what life brings to us.